62% of Virginia is forest, land covered by trees and inhabited by birds and wildlife. It's a delight to bird watcher Derb Carter, a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. So he's doing battle with people who think it's okay to burn wood pellets from America in Europe. We stood outside a pellet mill near the Virginia-North Carolina line.
You got a high-energy facility to make pellets that require diesel fuel to get them here, diesel fuel to get them to Europe. Then we're going to burn them over there and put more carbon in the atmosphere.
The big player in this industry is a Bethesda-based company called Enviva. Executives there refused our request for an interview, but argued on paper that its six plants use only leftover wood that can't be turned into lumber. Charlie Becker is with the Virginia Department of Forestry.
You'll have some trees that may not be able to make into saw timber. It could be diseased. It could be small. The species could be wrong. So then they take that to places like pulp mills or pellet mills to be made into other products.
And Viva also points out that new trees will replace the ones cut down, absorbing carbon from the atmosphere. So their product should be viewed as carbon neutral. Derb Carter is not convinced.
Because it takes more wood than coal to create the same amount of energy, we're actually going to be putting much more carbon into the atmosphere than we would if we burned coal.
Making that calculation is tricky. It depends on the age and kinds of trees assessed. Even counting fuel used to make and transport pellets, a professor at the University of Illinois crunched the numbers and concluded wood produces up to 85% less greenhouse gas than coal. But University of Virginia environmental science professor Deborah Lawrence disagrees.
When you burn wood, you get a lot less energy than when you burn coal. So what that means is more CO2 per megawatt hour when you burn wood. And even if you get that carbon back in 50 or 100 years, it has been warming the planet that entire time.
She also contends taking wood waste off the land depletes soil. And with more than 66% of Virginia's forests in private hands, she and Carter say there's no guarantee that new trees will be planted or that woods will be allowed to regenerate naturally.
In the East, most forest is on private land, and we, the public, have nothing to say about how people manage forests on private lands.
And in fact, we continue to lose forest at an alarming rate.
In response to public complaints, Enviva is offering $5 million in matching funds to help nonprofit groups protect environmentally sensitive forests. 1 year ago, Enviva went public, submitting paperwork to the Securities and Exchange Commission, and that's given opponents a new way to attack the company. Mary Booth, director of the Partnership for Policy Integrity, says Enviva's claim that its product is better for the environment than coal is bogus, and she's organized a group of investors who want the SEC to step in.
We rounded up 34 investment groups, and they signed a letter to the SEC, which calls out this report on Enviva that we prepared as an example of why the SEC needs to start enforcing its climate guidance and pay attention to this issue.
Booth says this case is important because investors rely on the commission for accurate information, and plenty of publicly traded corporations claim to be green.
There's a lot of companies out there that are trying to make money and sell themselves as being a solution to climate change, and investors need to know whether that's actually true.
The Securities and Exchange Commission refused to comment. But the Dutch government has issued new requirements for wood pellets from America. They must come from well-managed forests and, over a one-year period, produce 70% less carbon than coal. I'm Sandy Houseman.